This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for Friday, November 27th, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Gulfstream has kicked off the holiday season by celebrating the first flight of the G650 on Wednesday. The crew brought her back down after 12 minutes in response to a vibration in a landing gear door, but flew to 6,500 feet and 170 knots. The aviation world is mourning the passing of Ed Stimson, who helped build Gamma, spearheaded an industry effort to gain tort protection for GA manufacturers, and served as a U.S. ambassador to the International Civil Aviation Organization under two U.S. presidents. Space Shuttle Atlantis and its seven-member crew are scheduled to return to Earth this morning. The weather forecast favors runway 33 at Kennedy Space Center, and there are two opportunities at 9:44 and 11:19 a.m. Eastern Time. U.S. Airways has delayed the delivery of 54 Airbus aircraft as part of spending cuts over the next 3 years aimed at returning the airline to profitability. Lockheed Martin says it will close 7 of the remaining 13 flight service station facilities in February. The company says the move comes in response to declining GA traffic. Aviation industry associations are lobbying the U.S. Congress to get NextGen ATC funded and underway, saying it would spur thousands of jobs in engineering and IT. Officials of the Goodrich Airplane Maintenance Center in Foley, Alabama say they're going to have to furlough 78 workers in January due to a slowdown in aircraft maintenance. They'll get a severance package and 6 months continued health insurance. GE Aviation has acquired Navaris, a privately owned supplier of advanced performance-based navigation services. And this Tuesday, December 1st, will mark the 68th anniversary of the Civil Air Patrol, which was formed less than a week before the attack on Pearl Harbor. Find detail on these stories and more at aero-news.net. Our two long-form Aerocasts are off today due to the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. The Aero Briefing and the Aero News Special Feature will both be back on a normal schedule on Monday. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.